Final score tonight here in game one of the Turkey Lake Classic. It was Merrimack 7, Army 3. Ty Danone's with us, the warrior of the game tonight, with two goals, actually first and second of your season, end of the of your collegiate career. But interesting game, the way this developed. I mean, you guys are carrying play for much of the first couple of periods, but you're down 2-0. What's the mindset there, and how do you, I guess, you know, keep the focus there? And it seemed like a lot of things you guys maybe were doing well but just weren't paying off yet. How do you keep that mindset and believe that eventually they are going to pay off?
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of sticking with it. I mean, we were up 18-5 shots after the first. I mean, we knew it was coming. Their goalie was playing great, but obviously you can't save them all, so we knew it was coming.
Were there little things maybe that that still you could look back at the first period and say, yeah, you know, even though 18-5, whatever, maybe we still weren't quite doing this or that, and that's what we had to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's always a fix, just getting more pucks in net, more bodies in net, but obviously we got that done, and yeah, worked out for us.
Yeah, I mean, did you feel like that was the case in the second, that there was more of an effort to try to make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, definitely getting in front of the goalie's eyes helped us get a couple, and then we just kind of rolled off that, so...
So your first goal there, you're able to get positioned in front of the net and deflect a shot in. Tell us what happened on that point.
Yeah, I mean, Adam at the point, he saw me in the back door and just kind of ripped it and went off me. So, I mean, been looking for the first one for a while now, but it's just nice to get the first one, obviously.
Yeah, you've been close a few times. You know, some nice plays that just missed or what have you, or, you know, shots wide or good saves by the goalie, and then it ends up being a deflection like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not the ideal first goal, but something you just want to get. So
yeah, they all count the same, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so that was part of that five-goal outburst you guys had in the second period. Was there anything like, you know, a sigh of relief or anything like that at that point that, you know, finally it's paying off and now we got a lead, we got a three-goal lead after two?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, after that first goal, we kind of knew we broke the ice and, yeah, we just rolled from there. So it's definitely big to get that first one early in the second and then just roll off that.
You guys have, you know, I realize, you know, you're a freshman, but you know, you have a lot of upperclassmen, you know, a lot of veteran guys on this team that have been in situations like that before. Does that help in situations where you're down by a goal or two? I mean, you guys came back against Maine, for instance. You had to come back in the Lowell game at least to tie it up. You know, does that help having, you know, is there anything that you see from those guys that I guess kind of carries over to the rest of you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've been here 4 years now and they know what to do, so they obviously help us younger guys and just keep us on the right track.
And then your second goal there in the third period, tell us about that play. That was a pretty nice tic-tac-toe passing play.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great play, and Jeff found me back door, and it was a pretty easy shot from there, so, yeah.
It seemed like around that time of the game, play was starting to open up a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, once we got a puck moving north, we definitely got it opening up, so, yeah, it was nice.
Had a chance later in the third, maybe for the hat trick. Didn't get it, though.
No, I mean, that was a phenomenal save by their goalie, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, two goals, and I can't ask for much more.
All right, so you guys win tonight 7-3. The team that's coming in tomorrow, even though the pairings were already predetermined, Bentley, they won their game tonight, so that means that the game that you play against them tomorrow is going to really be for the championship of this tournament. What do you guys need to do tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I haven't seen Bentley play yet. We'll get some video on them in the morning, but I think we just got to stick with what we did tonight, play a full 60, and I think we'll be fine.
All right, great. Ty Danone, warrior of the game tonight, two goals. Congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you.